Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Warrior stations, radio shows like Steiny and Guru, and catch amazing interviews you missed too, like when Lorenzo Neal joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday and gave some great insight about the San Francisco 49ers. Low Neal, baby, was on the rolls. All right, Roxy Bernstein, long time. He's a former partner. What happened?
I thought I saw the screens shaking. I thought we were having like a little mini earthquake there for a second.
Dude, ADHD is real this morning.
No, for real though. Everything was shaking. I was like, whoa.
Spinotti, man. What's going on
here? I said, Joe, did you feel that? And everyone was like, no. I was like, all right, I guess I'm pretty stupid. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Our good friend, Roxy Bernstein, he was on the call last night at Petco Park for game 3 in the NLDS between the Padres and Dodgers. What else, Spinotti?
What? Courtesy of what, Monte?
Courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Courtesy of the River Islands, going to get there. All guests on 85-70 game appear on the River Islands guest line.
I was taking the non-direct route.
Hey! Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Yeah, everybody does the whole status quo River Islands guest line. No, I'm different, man. That's what makes this show different. That's what makes Roxy different, because he understands. We'll get to Cal in Miami in just a second, because I know he's going to have a different viewpoint. But Roxy, man, long time no talk. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, guys. Ponte, Butch, how you doing?
Man, great. Good. I was doing great. I'm driving.
Missed you.
I'm driving to go pick up my daughter. I was like, I got to listen to Dodgers Padres. I kind of was all social media, and I hear a familiar voice. And right now I said, hey, love me, go book Roxy, please. We need to talk to Roxy. He's down there at Petco Park. You're feeling the intensity. You're feeling the rivalry there. Tatis is on some crazy tear. The Dodgers look a little shook right now. But, Roxy, give us a lay of the land down there in San Diego. Man, that place is on fire right now, it feels like.
It was electric last night at Petco. It's the way playoff baseball should be. It was intense with the emotions that happened over the weekend at Dodger Stadium, that you just had this feel of this was a big time event, and this is the way playoff baseball should be. Everybody was sitting on the edge of their seat on every pitch last night. And even when the Padres had that 6-run inning, the Dodgers came right back. And it was tight the rest of the way. And now the Padres are a step away from eliminating the Dodgers. And we could have the two wildcard teams meeting in the NLCS with the Braves, or rather the Mets, leading the Phillies in that series.
It's amazing. And, you know, I'm looking at this, Roxy. You kind of stole my thunder. Like, hey, this is what playoff baseball should be all about. It's really hard to replicate that atmosphere, clearly, because that fan base is galvanized behind that team, the Padres. But those players hitting bombs the way that they are and just their whole swagger and their aura, it might be too bat flippy for some people. I love it. Clearly, the crowd's responding to it. The energy, the electricity, the fact these two teams hate each other's guts. I love everything about this. How can baseball bottle this up and bring this to more markets?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's tough because there is so much star power, Butch, in this series. When you look at Ohtani and Betts and Freeman with the Dodgers, and then you go over to the other side and with Tatis and Machado and Jackson Merrill as an emerging young star, it's hard to recapture that. And these two teams, you brought up the swag that the Padres play with. These two teams go about it very differently, where the Dodgers are more buttoned up, businesslike, where the Padres are just letting it all hang out. And it's almost like the Padres are trying to play mind games with the Dodgers, get in their heads, and it seems to be working. In fact, it seems to have worked for them the last couple of years, ever since they beat him in the postseason 2 years ago. And we saw it with Jurickson Profar the other day, right, when he robbed Mookie of the home run and then taunted everybody when we all thought it was gone. Mookie Betts is rounding second on his way to third. And last night was an example of it because Mookie was shook. Yeah. He hit that ball in the first inning, and he made a left turn after he rounded first base, thinking Profar did it again. But Profar didn't catch it last night. Then he had to make a right-hand turn, go back towards second base. He was on the infield grass. It was insane to see that, but it really is a battle of two different styles, buttoned up against the team that just lets it all hang out.
Roxy, you brought up the word shook, and we saw Dave Roberts' comments before the game, Max Muncy's comments before the game. Clearly the Padres are inside of their domes here. How do the Dodgers win a game today where they're bullpenning? They're basically going bullpenning against Dylan Cease in an elimination game. The Dodgers are going to a bullpen game in game four to save their season.
Well, their pitching is, for the second straight year, Bonte, their pitching is in shambles in the postseason. Look at all the injuries that they have dealt with with their pitching staff. I mean, Tyler Glasnow lost for the year. Clayton Kershaw can't go. And so they had to go down the roster. And Jack Flaherty is the guy they've been leaning on here down the stretch. And then, you know, last night, Walker Buehler's coming back from his Tommy John. He's still not right. You go back to game one and they got Yamamoto, who they paid all this money to, and he only went three innings. The Dodgers have some serious starting pitching questions. With all this money invested certainly in Ohtani and Betts and Freeman and the high-priced guys they have, they're going to have to figure out a way to get this pitching staff rectified, because that's the problem for them. And the other thing for the Dodgers, guys, is they're really banged up right now. Freddie Freeman, it's not just the ankle. Something else is bothering Freddie Freeman on top of the ankle, which we saw him tweak again, leaping to and then coming down on the bag, turning that double play. And then Miguel Rojas, who's been starting at shortstop for them, had to leave the game. He's been dealing with a groin/adductor injury. The Dodgers are piecing this thing together, but one thing is, and you guys know Dave Roberts, they're going to come out fighting tonight. The Dodgers are not going to lay down. The thing that I'm questioning with the Padres tonight, they're bringing Cease back on 3 days rest. He has never pitched on 3 days rest in his major league career. This is almost a move, if you're Mike Shildt and the Padres, you make when you're down 2-1 in a series. It signals a little bit of a panic move to me. I get it, because then you have Darvish if you get to Friday in a game five, and he was brilliant in game two. But you have Martin Perez, who's pitched well since they picked him up. I would start him tonight. He is rested, ready to go, instead of bringing Cease back on short rest, and he didn't pitch well in game one.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get real, like, inside baseball-y on you here, Roxy. You have okay. A right-handed first baseman in Freddie Freeman early in the game.
Yeah.
He's playing in on the grass. It's a double play ball, all right? He catches it at least 3 or 4 feet, even on the in-cut part of the grass. He throws down to second base to get the lead runner on a double play. It's Machado. They changed the rule this year where you get 3 feet on the base path depending on where the runner is running, but you limit how deep into the grass you can go. Like, I'm getting real baseball here, but if it's a lefty, maybe it's an easier throw because he's on the inside of the base as opposed to the outside. He hits Machado in the back because clearly Machado is like 2.5 feet into the grass off the baseline. What did you make of that whole thing? That was crazy. It was gamesmanship, but it was also, you can't review it. I don't even know what to make of that play.
Yeah, it's not reviewable, but I credit Manny Machado with a really smart baseball play, because he clearly knew the rule. He had both feet on the infield grass. And the rule states that the runner can create his own path and his own lane to the bag as long as he is not trying to avoid a tag and go out of the lane. So Machado was able to do that, and he didn't veer far enough in the umpire's estimation to get out of that space where he's entitled to create that path. So Freeman, from his knees, hits him, the ball goes into left field, and that helped open up that 6-run inning. You can't give a team like the Padres extra outs. And in that second inning, they gave them 2 extra outs, and the Padres made them pay for it. But I chalk it up, Butch, as just a really smart baseball play by Manny Machado, and give him credit for knowing the rule.
How far away are the Giants from these two teams, Roxy? I keep watching them. I'm saying these two teams are in the West. The Diamondbacks just missed out on the playoffs. They were in the World Series a season ago, and I'm just thinking, boy, the Padres have catapulted the Giants as the biggest rival for the Dodgers right now because of the way they're playing. How far do you think the Giants are away from being in this moment in an NLDS against one of these two teams?
I don't think they're that far away. There's some moves that clearly need to be made, right? And you're forgetting the Diamondbacks, who went to the World Series last year.
Yeah, brought that
right
up.
There,
yeah,
and they just missed the playoffs by a game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously re-signing Snell would be a big move for this team. But they need some more offensive thump, right? And I saw the reports that Willy Adames is a potential move for the Giants. Look, they're probably going to try to get in the Soto conversation. I don't think it's going to happen, because I think he is determined to stay in New York and getting as much most money as he can from either the Yankees or the Mets. That's where I envision him staying. I think Pete Alonso is probably going to stay in New York, especially with this run that he has been on with the Mets. So they're going to probably have to overpay to keep him, which could open up some opportunities from some other free agents. And Willy Adames has had a brilliant season for the Brewers. He's a shortstop, maybe move Fitzgerald to second base. There are some options that, you know, Buster Posey, Bob Melvin, they're going to have moving forward. But locking up Chapman, now turn your attention to Snell, getting that pitching staff in order. I don't think the Giants are actually that far from competing for the playoffs. I really don't.
All right, now comes the million-dollar question, because Bonte, he's going to probably disagree with you. Uh-oh. We were all out at Berkeley. I thought it was one of the great days of all time in the history of Cal sports.
Before you continue, certain guys left early, Roxy. I was not one of those guys.
First off, I had a baby. It's a long night. I have a baby, and the baby was having a trouble with my mother-in-law. I'm not trying to throw her under the bus or anything. My wife's like, we got to leave in the middle of the third quarter.
But go ahead.
I did. We left, and then I got home. It was still the fourth quarter. I watched the whole fourth quarter in the bed. The baby, of course, was dead asleep by the time we got back. We should have stayed. But point being, 35-10, collapse. Was it targeting at the end? Bonte says no.
I think it was. I saw three elements of targeting. And from what I understand, they didn't have 100% confident proof that they could call it, is what I've heard from some people. But for me, I saw three elements of targeting. I saw launching, I saw leading with the crown of the helmet, and I saw direct blow and a hit to the side of the helmet. Those are three elements of targeting. It wasn't just that. Look, and then there was the winning touchdown where the offensive lineman was clearly illegally downfield. In fact, two of them were. But at the end of the day, as you want to make the calls and make excuses, don't blow a 35-10 lead.
Thanks.
And that's unfortunately what I keep coming back to. And I can't say that I didn't see it coming, because maybe I'm just jaded from all these years of being a Cal fan. But when they scored that first touchdown after it was 35-10, I said to the guy I was watching the game with, we were back at the hotel bar after the baseball game. I said, I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends. And unfortunately, I was right. And it was just as painful as ever to watch that game on Saturday night.
Now, Roxy has some primetime seats. And as Shasky, he's throwing words in my mouth here, because, look, in real time, it didn't look like targeting. It didn't. From my seat to my vantage point, I was like, wow, that's a hit. Then my buddy was texting me, and I was texting, I was like, yo, is that targeting? Is that targeting? Because the replay system at Cal Berkeley, it needs to be updated.
Is your buddy Gene Steratore? Is he a ref? What's going on?
He's my buddy. We call him Big B in the streets. His name is Big B.
Is he a referee background?
Actually, I think Roxy knows him. Matt Payne. You know him, the Payne's, Roxy.
Oh, yeah.
You know Payne's very well. So I was texting with Matt. He goes, now that's targeting. And he said the same thing. You can't have a false start on the previous play where it goes from 37 to 3rd and 12. You put Cal in a bad spot, and you mentioned 35-10. How about 3rd and goal from the 18-yard line? They throw a touchdown pass, 3rd and goal from the 18-yard line. They cut it to 35-25. So I'm with you. The targeting call's not the end all be all. It turned out to be targeting. I get it. I get it. But from my vantage point, all I was saying was it looked like a clean hit from my vantage point. That's all.
But just don't put yourself in that position where things like that can happen.
Yep.
And Cal had a chance to put the game away. They didn't do it. And I'm anxious to see how they bounce back from that, because they have a tough road game against Pitt, who's the top 25 team on Saturday. So it's not like you can let this linger. You have to quickly turn the page.
Man,
and I believe that Justin Wilcox and the Bears will, and I expect them to come out with a good performance on Saturday.
I think the city of Berkeley, and we were talking about this, it might have been the greatest day of PR the city of Berkeley's ever had. I'm dead serious on that. It was incredible. It was incredible out there.
It was awesome to see. Game day looked magnificent. And Pat McAfee was raving for days, even after he left Berkeley, about how wonderful it was. And it showed great. It could have been one of the greatest days in the history of Cal athletics.
Wow.
And you're talking a school that's won countless national championships across the board. And for that morning, and to celebrate Cal and the community, and then that night, if you were able to pull off the win over a top 10 team, it could have been one of the greatest days in the history of Cal athletics.
No, it could have been. It was an awesome environment at Memorial Stadium. Real quick, I want to get a quick take on the Niners and what you see there.
Before you do that, on the playoffs, am I a bad person for leaving early?
Yeah, you look at me terrible.
Come on, I had a baby at home. I had to get home.
Excuses, Roxy. You see these excuses?
Are you sad that I left?
Well, then you wouldn't have been there to see a lot of grown men cry with the outcome. So I don't blame you for leaving. But at the same time, I'm not going to criticize you either.
Thank you.
I wanted to see the fans rush the field. I wanted to see the fans rush the field to take down the goalposts.
That's what
they did in Nashville. Nashville
hit Vanderbilt.
When they're walking with the goalposts for 3 miles before throwing it into the river for about an hour. Real quick, playoffs overall, American League. I know you can't really comment and predict on the Padres, Dodgers because they're calling the series. But on the other side, the Mets, the amazing Mets.
Alonzo.
Had the Phillies on the brink. And then the Yankees, Royals, and Tigers, Guardians. These playoffs are phenomenal. What do you see happening in American League, Roxy?
Well, first off, you know Major League Baseball is praying to get the Yankees through because of the television ratings in the market. They want New York. And if somehow they got New York versus New York, it would be incredible for them. But it's great to see new blood in the postseason, right? The Tigers and Tarek Skubal is unreal with how good he has been. He has been the most dominant pitcher in baseball. And then we have our guy, Stephen Vogt, and the Guardians in there. But the Royals are back in the postseason. Bobby Witt Jr., one of the most exciting players we've seen come along in a long time. It is great for baseball to get those teams in there. And then you have the Yankees. And it's going to be tough to beat the Yankees. I just, with the depth they have in their lineup and the pitching, they have some questions in their bullpen, but their starting pitching's been pretty good. That's going to be you think last night was a great environment, San Diego. How about the environment we're going to see in Kansas City tonight? They've been waiting for this. It's going to be electric there at Kauffman Stadium. And here's your interesting note about the National League. Ever since this modification and this model of the playoffs, the team that's gotten a bye in the National League has never made it out of the division series.
Wow.
It's always been teams that have won the wild card that have gone through. And that's what the Dodgers and Phillies are dealing with right now. And they're both down 2-1 in this series. I think Philadelphia has I'll give them the better chance of coming back than the Dodgers. I'm not saying the Dodgers can't do it, but I think the Phillies still are in a decent position that I would feel better about the Phillies getting to the NLCS than I would about the Dodgers at this point.
Wow. Well, quick tech on the Niners here. It's doom and gloom out here. People are on Shanahan's helmet. They think Shanahan maybe a change of direction. The fans are going to lose their minds about Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. What have you seen from afar from the Niners so far, Roxy?
They can't finish games, right? You look at the Rams game. You look at the game Sunday. You got to finish. And you had 14-0 against the Rams. You're up 10 in the fourth quarter against the Cardinals. And I get it. Moody got hurt. And that certainly affected the way you're calling a game there. But you got to get the stops. And defensively, there's some questions with the 49ers. And the inability, not just for the offense, but the defense to finish off ball games, that's got to get turned around. And keep in mind, you know, nobody should panic yet because of what they went through last year. Then they got it together. But I think there's some concern, and the schedule's not very favorable right now for the 49ers, considering what's looming these next few weeks. The short week, the Seahawks tomorrow night, Kansas City behind that. Niners are in a tough stretch. They let those games slip away that they're going to regret those two losses.
You know, Roxy's stoked about the Sharks season opener.
Well, I was just about to bring that up because
St. Louis Blues, 7:30 at the tank.
I have a stat for him. Did you know 14 of the last 16 Stanley Cup champions – had a player that they drafted number one or number two overall. So that tells me Macklin Celebrini, baby!
Let's give it some time. This is not going to happen overnight. I give GM Mike Greer, I think he has done a phenomenal job of retooling this team and getting them headed in the right direction. For the first time, I think there's some optimism and some excitement around this group in a long time, that they're trending in the right direction. There's a lot of young talent with Celebrini, Will Smith. Mike Greer has made the right move. So I am encouraged by the way this team is moving forward. I like what I see. They're not going to be a playoff team this year. Let's just get that out there right now. But 2 years from now, 3 years from now, I think the rebuild will be going in the right direction. They could be back in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Did you like that Nuggy Nug?
I did like it. That's some deep research right there, Butch. Going into your NHL knowledge, you know, you look at the last few years. I see it. I know what you're talking about. Now, we'll see if McDavid ever gets his, right?
That guy. Don't even start me with that guy. Overrated.
I can't wait to see Roxy hit the take, man. Watching hockey with Roxy, man. He schooled me on the game, man. I love it.
Is your son still playing?
So my son, how about this? This is great. So he plays for the Junior Sharks. He's on their 14 AAA team. But he's also playing high school hockey. And there's a high school league. His high school that he goes to doesn't have a team, so he plays for Palo Alto, right? So he plays for Pali. They're playing St. Francis the other night down at Tech-CU Arena in San Jose. 12 seconds to go. He's a freshman in his second varsity game. It's 4-4, and they have a face-off in the offensive zone. They win the draw. My son cuts to the net, makes a hard rush to the net. Guy shoots it from out near the point, and my son right in front tipped it past the goalie. Game-winning goal for Pally over St. Francis. And the greatest thing about it is I was joking with him. You're the king for a day at a high school you don't even go to.
Hey, Roxy.
Goal!
How are hockey dads different from travel baseball dads?
They're pretty similar, Butch, to be honest with you. When I'm around these tournaments, first off, we're shelling out probably way too much money. And a lot of these tournaments that you take the kids to, whether it's travel baseball, AU hoops,
it's ridiculous.
The stay and play tournament.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It really is. It really is a monopoly, a thievery.
It's
like the people running these tournaments should wear masks. They're just stealing money from us.
And then charging you to go in. Charging you, the dad,
oh,
who paid to send your kid there to go in, and then charging you for food and drinks and water in 200-degree heat.
Sasky, it's our problem. Roxy's casting ESPN called the playoff games. It's a tax write-off for old Roxy.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about working for ESPN. They've been really good to me.
Hey, if you need an eye in the sky, hit me up, dog. You can always use a little extra money.
We all knew that was coming at the end of this interview. Roxy, it's so good to hear your voice,
man.
We miss you a lot, man. Keep doing your thing. Call it playoff baseball. You sounded great yesterday with Jessica Mendoza. You really did.
Thank you. I'm excited. Tonight's going to be awesome. And this, the closeout game for the Padres, 47,000 plus at Petco. It is going to be insane.
It is. We can't wait to watch. We can't wait to listen to you today on ESPN Radio. Roxy, good stuff as always, brother. Good to hear from you.
You got it, guys. Always happy to join you. Take care.
Absolutely. Roxy Bernstein here on the River Islands Guest Line. Give you a take on a little bit of everything. A little hockey, a little college football, a little NFL, some baseball. Roxy, man. Jack of all trades. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.